Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Wednesday, my friends. Lots of hellos there. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we start, of course, with Thomas Tuchel, Tuchel's Chelsea, who, of course, won their Champions League first leg clash against Lille. This was the fallout on TalkSport.
Well, Lille's much-vaunted super striker Jonathan David wasn't really given too many opportunities. This one has gone with the form book. David unable to topple Goliath. Chelsea 2, Lille 0.
But Chelsea, two great finishes. One from a header by Havertz from a corner, and the second one, Pulisic, when N'Golo Kante made a great run through. Great little dink by Pulisic and made it 2-0. I think this is way too much for Lille to recover from. Good performance by the end by Chelsea, and Lukaku didn't even get on the pitch, Jim.
Romelu Lukaku has scored in two of his last three games, but he's left out tonight after the infamous seven touches at Selhurst Park.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
When you get left out in a very important match, I can remember Steven Gerrard being left out at Liverpool by Brendan Rodgers in a Champions League game at Real Madrid. And that, to me, was the end of Steven. OK, he stayed longer, but it was really sort of the end for him. And I think, is it too soon to say that?
History tells you he scores goals for everyone he plays for. We all have barren patches. We all go through spells where it's not clicking. The managers mentioned players who've gone to Chelsea and never scored. Great players, Shevchenko, yeah. Torres, they've had disasters. It yeah. seems to be a graveyard
Morata.
For strikers. I can't explain that, but I can look at Lukaku and I know how he feels, and I can explain why he's not scoring, and I can explain why he's not getting the ball. They're not playing the ball early for him.
It was not the moment after the match where everybody was focused on the few touches that he had to put him right away into the next fire. It was the moment to take a step back. That was the decision, and that's it. But you can clearly see, I mean, we have now a strong win. We had a strong performance. It was a tough match, and almost every question is about Romelu. The focus is huge. There are like nine other players who did not play, and we should never forget that we consider this sport a team sport.
Obviously, Turtle's not getting the best out of him. I do agree with you,
Turtle.
Jay.
Who's Turtle? Tuchel. Who's Turtle? Tuchel.
Turtle or Tuchel, whatever his name is.
Tuchel! His name's Thomas Tuchel. We call it Turtle Power.
Now, Ralf Rangnick and Bruno Fernandes have been speaking ahead of Manchester United's Champions League clash with Atletico Madrid this evening. Atletico, not Atletico. Atletico. A lot of people make that mistake, not me. Anyway, it's live on TalkSport 2. We'll get Ralfie's take on whether or not the competition is a distraction from their top four hopes. But first, this is Bruno, claiming the media are painting a bad picture of United.
I was doing an interview now and they asked me about Jadon doing my celebration. I don't think that is something that is going in different ways. I saw the game, the goal of age, and I'm seeing Paul running behind him, sliding on his knees, happy for him, everyone. I was slapping his head and saying that finally you score with that big head. I think honestly it's just people making trying to complain and making histories about this club, because we know that when someone talk about this club or about some player of this club, they go around the world with their voice, and is that something that they want? So for us means nothing, and for us, as I said before, as we stick to the plan and as we stick together is the main thing.
Champions League can never be a distraction. That's why the team qualified and were desperate to qualify for this season's Champions League. And if we want to qualify for the Champions League next season, how can it then be a distraction once you're in the playoffs? This is why we are playing here and why we're all here working for this club. We want to play Champions League, and we are playing against one of the best teams in Europe. And of course, we want to show everybody that we are able to beat this team. By the way, it's still, maybe it's not the biggest chance, but it's still a chance. If you win the Champions League, you can also qualify for the Champions League. But in order to do that, we have to first make sure that we play two top games against Atletico, and hopefully at the end of those two games, be able to proceed into the next round.
Now, Spurs play Burnley tonight in the Premier League, live on Talk Sport. We'll hear from the Tottenham gaffer, Antonio Conte, shortly. But first, it's my partner in radio crime, the fun boy, Jason Cundy, claiming Kane is the best ever English centre-forward.
He is unbelievable, Kane, and it's a travesty that he's still at Spurs.
Is he the best English forward ever?
I think he is.
You think he'll go on to beat Wayne Rooney's record?
I think he will, yeah, he will. He'll crush that.
Yeah, I think so.
I think he'll beat Shearer's Premier League record as well. I think that's just a matter of time.
Harry Kane, who was going to be in Pep Guardiola's team, has just absolutely pierced the atmosphere at the Etihad.
You saw Harry Kane, what was one of the best individual performances we've seen in a long time. He is that good. Him and Son, the link-up play was outstanding. And you've got him celebrating a brilliant victory away at Manchester City, the current champions. And he would have gone back to London knowing that Man City will probably win the title. They might not. They might finish second. But they were going to win a trophy. And what they've won over the last 5 or 6 years. And Harry Kane's got nothing. It's a travesty that he has got nothing to show for how good a footballer he is, other than individual awards.
Son sends it into the box and Kane stops it past the goalkeeper to give Tottenham a 2-1 lead.
Is he a doubt at all for tomorrow?
If he has one leg, I just gave him to play. Yeah, he has to play. I think this is about Harry, and I think Harry knows very well the importance that he has in our team and our squad, for his personality, for his experience. But he's good, and I, for sure, now I'm joking. I don't force a player if he's injured to play. Never, never. I respect. But only to tell you the importance of this player. And no, he's good, and he's ready.
On now to the Liverpool gaffer, Jurgen Klopp, speaking ahead of their game against Leeds tonight. Now, after City slipped up at the weekend against Spurs, Klopp accepted that the Reds are back in the title race.
And Liverpool will have a game in hand and Manchester City to play. Hey, look at the title race.
We have so many games to play, and yes, if we could win them all, it's a title race. If not, then it's maybe not a title race. I don't know exactly. I'm not too much into it. I understand it 100% that people get excited about it. Good, because the distance is now not completely, or they are not completely out of reach anymore. But it's anyway a really tricky situation. And I never prepare press conferences, I have to say. But today, I can tell you, I didn't think a second about the title race. I just thought about Leeds when I came in here, what you could ask about them.
On now to Leicester City, and here's the former Foxes manager, Martin O'Neill, defending the current boss, Brendan Rodgers. He said that he deserves more respect and his job shouldn't be under threat. How dare him?
I think it's totally unfair. Absolutely. And I'm not an apologist for Brendan at all here. You know, he's got himself, and he can concern himself about things. But no, absolutely not. I think it's crazy. They won the FA Cup last year. The problem with this, Laura, is that Leicester City is now being judged, I really think, from 2016, you know, for having are right out of the blue and have come and won the Premier League.
The most remarkable domestic achievement in English club football. Claudio Ranieri and Wes Morgan send the King Power Stadium into ecstasy.
And from that viewpoint, then, that there's a sort of a judgment call from that. They've been very, very close. I know that they've just failed at the last hurdle twice to get into the Champions League in 2 years, which would be considered really good years if Leicester City had not won the league in 2016. When I was there, we won the League Cup a couple of times and we finished in the top 10. And that had sort of been a benchmark then for some time. Away come the 2016 team, sweep the boards, absolutely fantastic. And then suddenly there's a new benchmark. And I think that that's really unfortunate. Leicester City win the FA Cup for the first time in their history. They're almost qualified for the Champions League. I know almost, and they didn't do it. But this is the nature of the game.
Now, Dillian White signed a contract to fight WBC heavyweight champion of the world, Tyson Fury, just hours before the deadline. Promoter Frank Warren said that the finances meant the deal was never in doubt.
As far as Dillian White's concerned, why wouldn't he sign the contract? It's life-changing money for him, huge purse. The fact that we won the purse bid and beat his promoter was great news for him, because if that had been the other way around, he'd have got $2 million less. So he's really, really having it off, and he's got a great opportunity not to just get the purse, which is just under $8 million, but also an upside of $4 million if he wins the fight. So that's where we are. But there's a couple of things to be sorted out, and then we'll make the official announcement.
Dillian White, train hard, sucker, because you're getting annihilated, bum. Dillian White! I'm going to knock you out, sucker! You get it, you dosser!
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to Jamie O'Hara and Dean Saunders on the Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, of course.
Hold on. What's this? What is going on here? Rufus is bored. So I've just been told it's 22 of February the 22nd. 2022.
Yeah.
So it's never ever going to happen again in our lifetime. Ever.
No, and you can read it back to front. You can, in the mirror, it looks the same. There's words for it. But it's the only time it's ever going to happen.
So are we celebrating this? Is this what we're doing?
Special day.
Should we play some fireworks? Yeah? Because we're never ever going to... Oh, yeah. Get the bubbly.
And it's a bit. If you write it backwards, it's the same. If you write the...
Is it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Write it down. 22.
You wrote it down.
22.
You've got a mirror. It's the same in the mirror.
Yeah. Well,
do you know what? When I'm like 78, 79, I'm going to remember this day. I was with you.
You was
on
with me.
TalkSport.
Where did it all go wrong?
I dropped down the leagues and I ended up
working
on 22 on TalkSport with Jamie.
Yeah. I won't remember it.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I don't really care. I'm back on Anna Goldstein's Drive Time show at 4 p.m. today, alongside Darren Bent. Make sure you join me for that and him. A reminder that after us at 7 p.m, it's Burnley against Spurs. That's in the Premier League. It's live on TalkSport and on TalkSport 2. Atletico Madrid, not Atletico, Atletico Madrid take on Manchester United in the proper competition. That's the Champions League round of 16, first leg. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.